This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. David Howard King in The Alt reports that the Albany and Rensselaer County Sheriff's Offices both applied to be part of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement program that would have local sheriff's officers trained and authorized to detain suspected illegal immigrants. But Albany Sheriff Craig Apple has since pulled his application. Quote, "All I knew when we filed was that we were concerned with the detention portion of it," end quote, Apple told The Alt. Quote, "I guess they can deputize officers, but the detention portion is what got us interested. We have a bunch of pens, cells where we would house arrestees. We were looking to house more because we have openings and everyone we house from outside would pay $119 a day. I thought, it sounds great, it offsets costs in-house, but we had people concerned with the deputization portion and I get it," end quote. The program is part of an executive order from President Donald Trump issued earlier this year to create more partnerships under the 287G program. The Rensselaer County Sheriff's application to help round up people in the country who are not legally allowed to be in the U.S. is still pending. Read the full story in The Alt. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that a researcher at the University of Albany reports that the Chatham Cares for You program for drug addiction, quote, "has achieved its primary goal of providing direct and immediate access to substance abuse treatment," end quote. The program mostly treats users of opioids, either heroin or prescription medicines. Tomoko Udo, Ph.D. from the University of Albany's School of Public Health, studied the program from July of 2016 to August of 2017 and found that 125 people asked the Chatham Police Station for help ending their substance abuse, and 84% of those people entered a treatment facility. Quote, 84% is pretty high, end quote, Ms. Udo said. Chatham's part-time police chief Peter Volkman started the program, encouraging anyone dealing with addiction to approach the Chatham police about finding them a treatment bed and transportation to a treatment facility. Udo found that 13% of participants were uninsured and 54.8% were on Medicaid, and 19% had never sought treatment before. About 62% had no past drug-related arrest history. The CC4U Facebook page is www.facebook.com/ChathamCaresForYou, and the CPR helpline is 877-HOPE-365. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the floating concert hall some Kingston residents are trying to lure to their town won't be setting sail for the Hudson River until spring, at least. A Florida group is now competing to bring the Point Counterpoint 2 boat to Lake Okeechobee. The 190-foot-long boat, currently docked on the Illinois River in Ottawa, Illinois, hosts classical music concerts and could host art exhibits and other events in colder months. The sale price was initially $2 million, and Kingston-based composer Peter Wetzler has lined up one New York City investment firm but needs to raise more money. The vessel would be docked on the Rondout Creek or the Hudson River if the sale goes through. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Veterans Day is November 11th. The Daily Freeman runs down a short list of what is open and what is closed. Banks will be closed on Saturday, and there will be no mail delivery. Transportation is on regular schedule. Greene County Transit, Amtrak, Metro North, and Trailways. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.